Timber! Well, sir, in American folklore, there are many tall tales about men doing big things in a big country. But the fellow who towers above them all is Paul Bunyan.
North America was a great big land with a great big job to be done. A job that needed a great big man. Paul Bunyan was the one. Hey, Paul!
Hey, Paul!
Paul Bunyan!
Paul Bunyan!
He's 63X handles high with his feet on the ground and his head in the sky. Hey, Paul!
Hey, Paul!
Paul Bunyan!
Paul Bunyan!
Paul Bunyan!
Paul Bunyan!
Paul Bunyan first appeared in the big timber on the coast of Maine. A sou'easter come up and the wind howled so everybody thought it was going to blow their town right off the map. Come daylight, though, there was an odd-looking craft on the beach. That's where the howling was coming from. The howling roused the whole town and everybody rushed down to investigate. There it was, a big cradle, and inside was a whopper of a baby. Well, the whole town adopted him and named him Paul Bunyan. Everybody pitched in to supply his needs. They held sewing bees and knitting circles to make his clothes. Feeding him wasn't any small job either. They had to rig a rope pulley to raise his bottle to him. And it took a whole chorus to put him to sleep at night.
Good night. You'll get bigger by and by. Good night, Paul Bunyan.
Twasn't long before Paul was old enough to go to school. Of course, he was so big he didn't fit in the schoolhouse, but he sat on the tool shed beside the school. He squashed four sheds before they built one strong enough to hold him. And when he wrote an answer on his slate and handed it inside to the teacher, he really had to raise the roof.
The boys would head for the swimming hole just as soon as their schoolwork had ceased. And though young Paul was sometimes last, he surely never was least. Hey, Paul!
Hey, Paul!
Paul Bunyan!
Paul Bunyan!
What a time he had, what a problem, me oh my. When his front was in the water, oh, his back was high and dry.
How about a dive, Paul?
Christmas was a big event in that little Maine town, and the folks held the Yuletide celebration in the town square on account of Paul. The whole town chipped in to give him a big double-bladed axe. Then Paul took to cutting timber like a duck takes to water. Before long, the sawmills had enough timber to last a lifetime. That opened new farmland, and the town grew so fast it got to crowding Paul. One morning, the folks weren't too surprised to find Paul had gone away. Paul needed more room, so he headed west past the Great Lakes, until he came to Minnesota.
With his double blade axe and his hobnail boots, he goes where the timber's tall. Where there's work to be done, don't mess around, just sing right out for Paul. Hey, Paul!
He's coming, boy!
Paul Bunyan!
Paul Bunyan!
He's 63 axe handles high, with